Finally, on this day of remembrance in many places, including Arlington National Cemetery, where a full wreath-laying and memorial service takes place at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and American flags fly among the neat rows of white tombstones, I got to wondering how this country feels about the two wars our nation is fighting right now, and about the toll they're taking on the troops in combat. One recent Gallup poll shows the mix of opinions about the war in Afghanistan has hardly changed in 5 years. 51% say things are going well, and 47% think things are going badly. This isn't the late 1960s, and anti-war protests these days aren't nearly as common or as vitriolic. So, have these wars lost our attention? Marine Captain Vernice Armour told us today she thinks the public has gotten desensitized looking at the news, and she takes exception when she hears people saying, well, I support the troops, but not the war.
Ask somebody what's going on in Iraq right now. They would be able to tell you Osama bin Laden has been captured, but what are the daily operations? What's our mission now? What's going on? That's not really at the forefront of our mind. You don't see yellow ribbons all over the place anymore.
Captain Armour believes it is difficult keeping the public behind what she calls the full push if people aren't sure what the end goal looks like. Brian Palmer, the journalist who was embedded with the 1st Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, told us today about what he sees as a disconnect between what's being reported in the press and what's actually going on with the men and women in combat. He went to Iraq 3 times with the same unit and says people here don't understand that neither the Marines, the soldiers fighting there, nor the Iraqi civilians can leave the combat zone.
We're not even talking about Iraq now. We weren't talking about it then, unless it was in sort of these very, very abstract terms. Mm-hmm. You know, we're sitting and talking over lattes about what we should do in Iraq or what blah, blah, blah. There was no acknowledgement of the messy, sloppy, awful stuff that was going on the street every day.
Can I just tell you, what's going on gives one pause when you look at the figures. The Department of Defense reports more than 6,000 U.S. military casualties so far from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. A website called IraqBodyCount.org says as many as 110,000 civilians have been killed in that war and the sectarian battles that ensued, and the United Nations reports 8,800 civilians have died in Afghanistan over the past 4 years. And then there are the wounded U.S. troops, many of whom suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. More than 43,000 troops have been wounded in action in Iraq and Afghanistan, and more active duty soldiers and veterans have died from suicide than from combat wounds in the past 2 years. Just last month, Marine veteran Jake Hood joined us to talk about the suicide of fellow Marine Clay Hunt. Wood says he thinks it's convenient for the country to know, and perhaps not care, about what he calls a growing suicide epidemic. Wood said the wars are no longer front page news.
This issue needs to be front and center at the highest levels of our government, and there needs to be a very open and candid conversation at the highest levels of elected officials as to what this problem is, what caused it, and the best way to move forward on how to fix it.
So, we wanted you to remember to thank a serviceman or servicewoman today for their service and their strength, and also to wish them health and well-being. On this day, remember those who have been lost fighting for their country. That's our program for today. I'm Allison Keyes, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. There'll be more talk tomorrow.